Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Mambo Odette. And, you know, I haven't done a blog talk in a while. I actually went to Soto. I went to Haiti. And I went to Fed. I went to Soto. And I've got a lot of things going on. I still haven't unpacked everything for the online Botanica. I still haven't mailed out everybody's items. I just thank God you guys are so patient. You know, you're so patient. But there is a young man who come on my fan page. And I appreciate everyone who comes on the fan page with honor and respect. And the person, you know, they had a message. They had put a message up there, and they had asked me if I still do the talk blog. And then, you know, they went on the post below and they asked about the Gede. And so, you know, I read what everyone emails or texts or leave a message or something like this. I read it. I don't always reply to each person individually. But when I do reply, I like to reply to so that everybody can benefit from it, because a lot of people are wondering the same thing. And the person was basically asking me, and I don't want to look at it right now, but if my, you know, my memory, it might kick in after the show. But as far as I can recall, they asked me, like, the loa that they should start out with. I love you guys, and I'm not laughing at you. They asked me, you know, if the Gede or Legba or this one is a good loa to start with when you start, you know, in Haitian voodoo, if this is not your background, you know. So kick back. Most people, I know that you're not live because I just put it up, you know, a few minutes ago. So you'll be looking at it, you know, in the talk blog website. So I put up some pictures. They're a little slideshow, and they are of, in case you're wondering what you're looking at, first of all, they are of the Peristyle still in Haiti. And the Peristyle is a temple. Now, last time I did a talk blog, I don't remember exactly what the subject was, but I had said the word Peristyle, and somebody wrote something slick under there to correct me to say, you know, that I didn't pronounce it correctly. You know, there are some words that I pronounce the way they are pronounced in Haiti because we don't have Peristyle in the U.S., so that's the only way I hear it is when I go in and I hear how they say it there. So, you know, if you say it some other kind of way here, keep it for you, okay? Let me say it the way I say it, just like I say Jaspawa, I don't say diaspora. Keep it for you, okay? But the pictures that you're looking at are of a Peristyle. The Peristyle is the temple, the voodoo temple, and you're looking at the chambers. The chambers, you know, in this particular Peristyle my mom has, it have three chamber, like all Peristyle have the three chamber. But, you know, some people set them up differently. This one have one for the Rada, have one for the Gede, and have one for the Petro. This is how it's set up. You know, the one in my Papa Conzo's Peristyle is set up different. You know, he have Farai have his own room. Mama have her own room, and Azili Frida have her own room. That's the way it's set up there, which, you know, the loa will show you. It will show the mambo, will show the person how to set up the Peristyle. It is not for anyone to say it's not correct. So, you know, most people who are correcting people, they ain't got a damn Peristyle, so who cares? I don't give a darn. But my love. The reason I laughed, and I had to change the subject a little bit there, because the reason I laugh when you pose a question and you say to me, is this a good loa to start with? Is that a good loa to start with? Because you don't choose. You don't choose what spirit do you want to start with, okay? If the spirit want to work with you, if the spirit love you, if the spirit walk with you, then that's who you work with. You don't sit down and pick and choose because, oh, I like skulls, so I'm going to work with the gay. It doesn't work that way. And I know a lot of people don't their background is not, you know, Haitian voodoo. It's not voodoo, period, let alone the specific lineage, the specific pantheon that's Haitian voodoo. So, that seems like a reasonable question to them. But you don't choose, and especially you don't, a lot of people have this in their head from reading these Western books that they get a, you know, they walk with everybody, and you know, everybody can work with the get a. This is not true. True that everybody, I don't care what color you are, I don't care what your lineage is, I don't care what your race is, your nationality, something. So it's very, very true. We all have ancestors. We all can serve our ancestors. And that is within itself another talk blog, just knowing how to serve your ancestors correctly. Because, you know, once you call them forth, you got to know how to sit them down and how to send them back. And, you know, you don't want them just wandering around your house. But we're going to stay on topic. And the thing I tell you is this, my love. The Loa, we call them down. We call them down. And all except for the Gere. The Gere do not have to be invoked. They do not have to be called down from the sky. They do not have to be invoked. They have the power. Especially at 3 a.m. in the morning, you might feel, you know, a spirit walking around your house. I know I've experienced this at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I discovered that it was Brav, and that, you know, he's walking around my house, and he's looking for my business so he can go tell it. And it's they don't need no permission, is what I'm trying to tell you. They can just come, and they can just go. They can walk on both sides without being invoked, without being called. You know, like in their domain, this is their domain. They can come over here. They, you know, at the end of a service, nobody calls the get a down. Nobody calls the get a. At the end of the service, they just show up. They just show up. So you don't want, and you know, you think, oh, they just show up to dance and sing and you know, entertain. Like the WB Frog, you know, just happy and tap dancing and entertaining. No, the Getty are very, very powerful. Because, number one, you have to be very, very powerful to come on both sides and not, when I say both, I mean the visible and the invisible. I'm sorry. Because sometimes when people in voodoo say you walk on both sides, they mean like the left and the right. And a lot of our spirits do that too. But the visible and the invisible. This, the spirit world and this world, they don't have to be called or they don't need permission to come. They just show up. That in itself is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So they are not spirits that you want to play with. They're not spirits that you want to play with. And then you know we have some Yere that look like that you would think were Jablo. That, you know. So you know, you have this idea in your head. And part of it is correct and part of it is not correct. It's yes and no, it's right in with that the idea that you have. I personally know the get a heal. The get a heal so much. I had a sister who was laying in the hospital. And she actually had to even go to a nursing home after the hospital. And my mother had pulled out the insurance papers. My oldest sister had pulled out the insurance papers and things, and you know, they did everything but say the final prayers and the final rites. Her brain. She had swelling on her brain. Everything was going on with her. It was not good. And that night I had dreamt that the night my mom pulled out the insurance papers, I dreamt in a dream that I was in the hospital, and I never went to see her because I couldn't bring myself to go see her, just like I can't bring myself to go to people's funerals unless you were very, very close to me. And I mean very, very close to me. But and I didn't go see her when she was in the hospital the whole time. And she has a daughter. She only has one daughter, and she had her when she was in her 40s. You know, she focused. She's a registered nurse. She has 2 degrees. She focused on her career her whole life. So you know, I felt bad for my niece as well. You know, and I dreamt that I was in the hallway outside her room in the hospital in the corridor. And I was turning and bowing and with the Ahsan. No, you know, don't sleep on the Ahsan, okay? I was turning and bowing. And the next day when my mom went to the hospital, she said my sister was sitting up eating. And she said, hey, what you doing here, something, you know? So they transfer her, you know, after a little bit to a nursing home, and then I went to visit her in the nursing home. But I know they get a healed her. I know that the Lord healed her. I know that. I know that. You know, I know myself. You know, I a couple years now it's been that I was diagnosed, or and they removed a 5-centimeter. That's, you know, huge for cancer, you know, 5-centimeter mass from my, that was on the thyroid. They actually removed the whole thyroid, and it had cancer. And so I don't have a thyroid now, so I take the Synthroid every day for the rest of my life. But, you know, I have my life. And when they scan my body now for my yearly scan, I don't have cancer anywhere in my body. You know, my sister, who's 13 months older than I, you know, we have the same father, same mother, same father. She had breast cancer, and they caught it just before it went to her brain. So I know the get a heal. My mother survived so many operations and cancer, you know, those of you who have been with me since YouTube, you know. You know, it would take the whole show to, but the Getty heal, Getty are healers. Oh my God, don't sleep on the Getty. They are healers. They also bring justice. And I'm just speaking to myself personally. Other people have told me stories, you know, of Bra and of you know, Samini and of other Getty spirits. But I, like I said, I know personally, Rob, you know, especially like court cases and like you've been arrested something, you know, you got some litigation going on. Oh yes, oh yes, yes. Just show up and shut up, and the Getty got you, okay? That don't mean don't get no lawyer, you know, but. You know, they got you. They got you, believe me. They got you. You know, you ain't even always got to be innocent. So, you know, with our Loa, whether the, with Kenan Loa, you have to be innocent before they help you. You have to be innocent. You know, a lot of people don't know this. You know, so they do correct you. They do chastise you. They do put you on punishment. And you can't come to them wrong as heck and expect justice. But I'm going to tell you, the Getty is a little different friend there. So, you know, don't think that they are just partiers who walk with everybody. Because you're going to have the wrong Getty show up. and you're not going to be laughing, okay? Like I said, some of them are you would think they were Diablo. You would think they were jabs. So don't just say, okay, I picked you. Yeah, you don't want to do that. You trust me. You don't want to do that. Whatever spirit wants to work with you, you need to want to work with them too. To want to work with them too. And it concerns me because the person said, you know, if they're just starting out in voodoo, I'm thinking, well, if you're just starting out in voodoo, you need to have some divination. You need to have a reading. You need to have a light. You need to also know who is your metet, who controls your head. You know, the head is important in every religion. Every religion on this planet came out of Africa, came out of Yoruba, came out of West Africa. Believe that. You know, and they say, you know, West Africa, but they say that a lot of the people, you know, they migrated from like Egypt and so forth over to West Africa. But you get the point that every religion on this planet that left Africa came from this continent. You know, it's been changed. It's been, you know, they put a white face on it, whatever. But the point I'm making is that in every religion, your head is so important. And in every religion, even Christianity, your head is supposed to be covered. And that doesn't mean, and that's for a reason. That is for a spiritual reason, because we all need to protect our head. That doesn't mean, you know, cover your head and have half your ass out. You know, your head is supposed to be covered for a spiritual reason. For a spiritual reason. In every religion, Christians don't do it usually. Muslims do it a lot. Some don't. You know, not everybody is, you know, somebody might be a Muslim. They might not be a practicing Muslim, you know. They might be a Christian that, I don't know. They might not be a practicing Christian. Who knows? They might be a Jew. They might not be a practicing Jew. I don't know. But whatever you are, if you're practicing, you should have your head covered in every religion. And that is for a reason, because you have to protect your metet. Every religion, is what I'm telling you, is they recognize, you know, that the head is so important. And that is because there is a spirit that controls your head. You don't want people mess with it. You don't want to ever go for a reading and somebody touch their head. You know. So, the thing I'm telling you, serve the spirit that controls your head first. Learn how to take care of that spirit first. Have your tet lavi. Have a head washing. And do that first before you just decide, let me work with Legba something. And you might not be working with Papa Legba. You might be working with Careful. Or you might be working with, you know, a different Legba, and you may have gotten your colors confused. And you may have gotten, you know, even you know, I've seen people even confuse Dancer and Frida. And that's because Dancer, not because, you know, Dancer and Frida are clearly two different spirits. Anybody who serves, you know, you will never confuse them. Never. Ever. That is somebody who has no relationship with the spirit at all. Who's you know, messing with something that's none of their damn business. So the thing I'm telling you is that, you know, people do think that they have one aspect of Aloha and they have a different aspect. That's why, you know, when people go and start tattooing these veves on them, number one, it's not a working veve. You know, you could you could potentially be attracting an aspect of that particular spirit that it was not intended for. You may have intended it for the Radha aspect. You may attract a different aspect of that spirit that will block every blessing in your life. So, you know, I'm very respectful of the Veve. Very respectful. I have, you know, tattoos on me that represent the Loa. I have Dudley Bookman's name. You know, man, I don't tattoo no man's name on me except for my father, who was first, and Dudley Bookman. You know, but I don't do that. I have the outline of Africa, because Africa is in my DNA, like it or not. You know, I can look in the mirror and see that. You know, and then I have, you know, the butterflies. Butterflies are so symbolic. It could be the ancestors. If it's a black butterfly, it could be of a Mambo or Ogana or other Loa, something. But I know why I have them, and I don't feel the need to put the full Veve do that, because I know who I am. You know, I already know who I am. I already know who walks with me. I already know who come with me at birth. You know, and voodoo, we know our spirits over the dead. So I already know who I'm going to see when it's time to go. And death's going to come for all of us, you know. We're all going to taste death, every single one of us. All going to taste death. So when you see, you know, that skull that I put up there, you know, don't be like, you know, ill or, you know, repulsed or whatever. Or, you know, we're all going to taste that. You know, when you see a rooster sacrifice, we're all going to taste that. When you see, you know, there are certain things. There are certain things that some people are not ready for. Some people have to grow in voodoo. It is a growing process, you know. And for the babe, for the beginners, that's what I would say. You need a spiritual reading. You need to know who is walking with you, who wants to work with you. Now, when you work with a spirit who wants to work with you, oh my goodness, you can do anything. But when you're out here and you're just picking a particular Loa, you're going to make a problem for yourself. And you're going to mess up the relationship that you should be having with, you know, the Loa who wants to work with you, because you're over here giving all your attention to this spirit. That one's over there, you know. The one who wants to work with you is sitting over there not being fed, you know, not being talked to, not being stimulated, nothing. And you're over here trying to get this one's attention. It's kind of like a man. You know, they got a woman in their house, go and try and get the attention of you know, other females. And then you'll wind up losing, you know, what you had, what was already there. You know, there's something I've seen, a meme. Excuse me, that said, don't, you know, it said to make sure that your candle is lit before you throw your match away. You know, make sure your candle is lit before you throw your match away. So, you know, don't be over here giving all this attention to spirits who aren't taking any notice of you, who you call, they don't come. Something. When you have a spirit who wants to work with you, that's who you need to be feeding. That's who you need to be building a relationship with. That's who you need to be giving attention to. Because, you know, even just the slightest attention, you're going to see results, because that spirit wants to work for you. And over here, you can give your attention 24/7 and you won't see a result. So don't do that. Don't do that. Spend your time for nothing. You spend your time for nothing. Not only that, you know, your ancestors can stand between you and the Loa. If Haitian voodoo is not your path, if Haitian voodoo is also something that you pick, like you just want to pick what spirit you work with, and your ancestors conflict with, you know, they're like, nah, you know, they will stand between you and they will block you from them when you sit down and you try to pray or make a demand or make a lamp or make a whatever. I'm not saying that everybody's ancestors are like this just because you're not Haitian or you're not of African descent. I'm not saying that, but it is possible. And I have seen it, and other spiritual workers have seen it as well. So, you know, a reading is essential before you even, you know, try to do anything with the Haitian Loa, especially the pantheon of Loa that are Petro. This pantheon is strictly Haitian. It didn't come out of your root. This pantheon, the Petro Loa, they evolved. They were born in Haiti. And the situation that they were born out of, you probably can't even connect and understand that in the physical right now, let alone trying to deal with something in the spiritual. So, you know, some things, somebody else, don't think that you are entitled to it. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got 90 seconds. So, you know, I'm going to close. I'm going to let everybody know, you know, the website is misodette.com, MSODETTE.com. There's also the Etsy or Itsy. People, you know, they can't understand when I say that either, but it's an online shop, an online Botanica. That has the Botanica items that I carry in from Haiti that are authentic items used to serve the Loa, specific things that the Loa prefer, like the beeswax bougies and things like this, things used to make the mesh or the wick and the candle. I have the cotton for that, the raw cotton for that. Different things, you know, that I miss, you know, that I bring back, and I bring back extra for the international mystic. So go check that out. The links are somewhere. The links are in Facebook. I know, you know, the links are just everywhere. I just put them in the website, you know. So go check that out. Thank you so much for listening. And I really do like your feedback on the fan page on Facebook. And I check that one often. So thank you. This is Mambo Odette.